Justin. Hello, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin. This is Phil Rice calling. How are you?
Hi, Phil. I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to recover here.
Oh, boy.
I apologize for being late. I just got back from the grocery store. I was hurrying to get back and then hurrying to get the car unloaded. When I went into the grocery store, it was 97 degrees and 99 when I came out. So it's a hot day.
Oh, my God.
I have a towel and a cold drink. I feel much better now that I'm sitting down. I don't know if I've told you this or not. I'm 70 years old. I don't move very well anymore. I don't know. It's cool in the house now, and I'm sitting down, so I'm doing much better. Enough about me. How are you doing? How's your day?
It's going okay. Busy, but I have yet to get outside. So, you know, the last temperature I had was, I think, maybe in the 70s or something. And it's, now looking outside and the temperature looks terrible. Looks hot as can be.
Yeah, so it's a warm day, that's for sure. So I hope that me calling a little bit later than I had said I would hasn't inconvenienced you. I hope it's all right.
No, not a problem at all. Not a problem at all.
All right, good. So I'm trying to get my thoughts together. I guess the first thing that I want to bring up and say is that I believe when we last spoke, I was expecting that I was going to get an email from you with an attachment, and I've not gotten an email from you.
That's correct. Yeah. So I went to my director, my superior, and just wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing anything improper from a policy standpoint, because I don't know all the rules 100%. You know, I know a lot of them, but I just sometimes we you know have.
All right, enough said. And your director said you're not supposed to do that.
That's correct. And I said, well, what are, you know, the reason why, according to her, is that it's a hospital-based policy that we follow, and it has to do with security. I'm not an IT person, you know, so I can't really get into I don't know enough about the details IT-wise, but.
It's all right. Your director said the policy is, no emails, and so you didn't do it. All right, I get it.
But I did ask her. I said, "Well, how?" I said, "How can we do this? You know, are there any other options to communicate this? You know, share this with him, and you know, what are the other things?" And she said, "Of course, what you already know. You can come in and get it, or mail. You know, snail mail, U.S. mail, whatever." But she did say there was a third option, and I'm not sure if it's an option for you or not, but she said that we could use the portal to send it. So I'm not sure if you're on the portal system. Do you ever receive communication via, you know, the Epic and our charting system, or no?
I think maybe I logged on to the patient portal today. I think maybe that is an option. I don't want to rule that out. Let me ask about the U.S. mail. Has anybody sent anything in the U.S. mail already? Is that on its way?
I'm not sure. Bree may have, but I don't know for sure. So I'd have to check with her.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay. All right.
If the answer is no, should we put something in the mail just to get that out and start, you know, making time on that? Would that be something that we should do?
Well, all right. So let me tell you the way things look from my end. When we last spoke, the way things looked to me was... I had thought that either Bree or the other person, and I apologize for not being able to remember their names, but there were two people at the reception desk, and one or the other of them that I had spoke with, I had thought was going to be doing the mail thing and was going to be getting something in the mail is kind of what I thought.
And she may have.
Yes, maybe. And I think that the way that probably would work would be that they would start the process of sending a signal to somewhere, I'm going to say in headquarters, that would be told to print off this report and put it into an envelope and mail it to me from, you know, who knows where, Chicago or wherever. And it might, you know, take 3 or 4 days before it gets printed, and then maybe another couple of days before it gets mailed. And it might be roughly a week or so before I actually get it. And, you know, I'm just kind of estimating there. So it's no surprise that I don't have it yet. And it would be no surprise to me if neither one of them has actually started the process of getting it mailed to me either. I wasn't really definite that they were going to do it or not. So I think they did, but maybe they didn't. And if they did, it's probably going to take a week to 10 days is kind of what I'm expecting, was the mail. But I was expecting that if they did that, it was going to take a long time. And that's why I was thinking email. And so I would have known that if you were going to ask permission of your superior, that that would not work, that your superior was going to say no. I could have told you that. And so I'm, I guess, a little bit disappointed that worked out that way. That's, yeah, you know, I just don't know what to say about that, but at the time, my thought was, you know, just send me a damn email. And I thought that we had agreed to that. And so, okay, we're going to do that. And, we had worked out this phone number thing, and I looked at the phone number, and either Bree or the other person's name had looked at the phone number thing, and we had two different interpretations of it. And my interpretation of it was that if you looked at the way they the way you read what that phone number said was, if you call this phone number, it's only going to be appropriate to call this phone number if you've got a financial problem. That if you want what I wanted, the customer, and again, I don't remember the exact terminology, the customer service, not service rep, but the advocate, the person that's going to help me, if that's what you want, if you've got a problem with your bill, call that number. But if you want the advocate, well, then dial zero or talk to the guy. But that's all about if you're in the hospital. The whole thing was assuming you're in the hospital. And I read that to mean, that's not going to work for me because I don't have the financial problem, but the Bree or the other one read it. Oh, no, you just call this number. It's going to work fine. Don't you worry. And so when I called the number, they said, oh, sure, I'll connect you to an advocate. No problem. And sure enough, I talked to someone and I says, I want to talk to an advocate. And they says, without missing a beat. Just, okay, sure, fine. Like they knew exactly what to do, and I'll connect you to one, no problem. And they put me on hold, and they came back 2 seconds later, and they says, well, you know, I can't connect you to one right now, but we'll have one call you back. And I had to say, well, I can't do it this afternoon, but how about tomorrow? And then, yeah, okay, fine. And they just made it sound like it's just going to be no problem at all. Like they knew exactly what to do, no problem at all. So I had to admit that the Bree, it sounded like she was right. And, you know, 2 days later and maybe 2 hours of my time, having talking to three or four people, just going around and around in circles, talking to, how can I put this? Just talking to people that you can tell that they're trying to be nice, but they don't know what they're talking about. They're in the billing department. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to solve my healthcare problem. And just one after the all they can do is just transfer me to somebody else in the billing department. And that's all they know how to do. And so I just got to the point where I said, okay, that's it. I've had enough. It's like throwing good money after bad, I guess is the expression that my mother used to use. I feel like I've gotten to the point where, I think what I want to do is I want to write it down, in the form of a letter and send it directly to, the stenographer. I printed off the report, and it looks like the report is all done. It says final on it. And I thought about you when I saw final. I wondered if you had any thought about trying to ask them to hold up on finalizing the report. And my guess is that it was final before I'd even talked to you about any of this. And that the stenographer, when she gets what I write in the form of a letter, her response is going to be, well, I'm sorry, but it's too late now. We've already finalized the report, is almost certainly what she's going to say. I'm going to say to her that I want her to redo the report, and her response is going to be, well, I'm sorry, but it's already final. It's too late. And I'm going to say, well, it would have been impossible for me to write a letter to you and ask you to address my concern and have you receive the letter before the report was final. You had this whole thing done and finalized so fast that it would have been impossible for me to address a concern because I was not aware that I had a concern until I saw it on the report. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do.
And I suspect that it's just going to have to be, that's just going to have to be the way it is. It'll just get left that way. And so my questions for you are, A, do you have anything to say? With me telling you that that's the way I think things are, I'm going to write a letter and send it to the sonographer, if I send it to 1000 South, what is it, South Park Drive, Littleton, Colorado, with her name on it, will she get it?
Yes. She'll get it.
Well, do you know who it is? I mean, I think when I asked you, I think you said sometimes they're employees and sometimes they're subcontractors. Do you know, do you know which one it is? Do I need to tell you her name or do you know?
No, I don't know who it is. But
I'll tell you, it's Heidi
Bainbridge.
Let me see if I can find a record here. I've got quite a bit of paper. Here it is, right here. So yeah, Heidi Bainbridge, correct.
Okay.
So do you know, is she an employee or a contractor?
She is an employee, but she is on a status that's called PRN. It only means that she doesn't work necessarily every day of the week. She, you know, has a bit of a off schedule, but she is an employee of ours, and she does work here very frequently every week. So she definitely will get.
All right. So I can write a letter with her name on it to that address. She'll get it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I've got Dolotto as a first name, Pawel. I'd probably butcher the pronunciation of both of those words. Dolotto Powell?
You got it right. That's exactly right, actually.
All right. So I'm wondering what that might be. Would that be from India, maybe?
I think he is from South America somewhere.
Okay. All right. Would it be correct to say cardiologist?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yes?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. And so I'm thinking probably to those two people. I don't really know how this works, but I'm want to presume that he would be the one that would be kind of in charge, that ultimately he would be the one that makes the call. It would be his say so one way or the other.
That's a correct statement. I think sending a letter to those two people is probably an effective way to, you know, have that done. And
All right.
I think you're right.
So let me keep going now. Now, I think I asked you if this facility at 1000 South Park Drive is a hospital, and I think we agreed that it's not.
Correct? Correct.
All right. So would it be fair to say, what is it? I don't necessarily need to know. But if there is something that it is, I'd like to write down. And if there's not something that it is, that's okay. Is there a word that the building would be called?
Sure. You could refer to it a couple of different ways, but I'd say the best way is probably, the Heart Center Ambulatory Clinic.
Let me write that down. Heart Center AMB. I got AMB, and now I need help.
No problem. AMB UL. ATORY.
Ambulatory Clinic, CLINIC. I got clinic, I think. Okay, Heart Center Ambulatory Clinic, not a hospital. And all right, so the building there, is there a person that would be, I'm just going to say, the head guy in charge of the building. Is there like the senior person at the building? Who would be that person? Do you know? I'll bet you would
sure.
know.
Yeah, of course I would. It's just a couple different people that might be the best fit for it, but you can choose from there. My director, my boss, is probably the best person as far as top of that food chain clinically, all things that, you know, deal with patients, really. And then, of course, we have a CEO, too. So, you know, I don't know if you'd like it to address it to the CEO. He's a little more on the business side of things, but, you know. I don't know.
Let's start with the first person you said that was like your boss, and this is a person that comes to work every day in this building. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. So who would that be?
Rachel Geller.
R-A-C-H-A-E-L?
No, A, E-L. So R-A-C-H-E-L.
E-L. And then the last name is?
Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R.
All right. And same address, right? The 1000 South Park Drive?
Yes.
All right. And what's Rachel's title?
She is clinical director.
All right. And you said CEO. Oh, all right. What company does Rachel work for? Or maybe even what company do you work for?
South Denver Cardiology.
All right. Associates, right?
It was called Associates, yes. But we have gone through a little bit of a rebranding, and so we've dropped the Associates. But either way that you refer to it, it's going to be fine.
I try to get it right. So South Denver Cardiology and no associates. The reason I say associates is because you've got that on the Echo report. That's where I got that from.
Right.
All right. So Rachel Geller is your immediate boss, kind of the head person at that building. And then I don't think I want to go any higher at South Denver Cardiology. The place where I want to go, really, maybe just one person or maybe two is what do you call it? The people that have this Bill of Rights thing. Because what I really want to accomplish is I want somebody at that company, somebody at an executive level. To tell me in writing that I want them to acknowledge that yes, that Bill of Rights thing does apply to me, or no, it doesn't. One or the other. And if it does, then by God, they're going to stand behind it. And if it doesn't, then I want them to acknowledge that they made a mistake having me sign for it, and that I wasted a lot of time fooling around with it. One or the other. Either way, I think they've made a big mistake, and I think they need to acknowledge that. Because if it does apply, then they've messed up big time. And if it doesn't apply, then and they should have never had me sign for it. It's crazy, one way or the other. And how am I supposed to know? I mean, what's going on? Who is responsible for me signing for that? Do you know?
No, I wouldn't necessarily know. I mean, I think the channels that you have, Rachel specifically, would be the best person to seek that out. She probably would be able to speak to that.
You know, it's all well and good to tell you that you can't send me an email because it's against regulation. If somebody's going to say that, then they ought to also be willing to say, if you've signed for the Employee Bill of Rights, well, regulations say that the company is going to stand behind the Employee Bill of Rights. Why in the world do we have you sign for that? I can remember, you know, I did the same thing a year ago. I go for the Echo once a year, and when I did it a year ago, you had the thing printed out, and it took two or three how can I put this? It was like framed, and you had three different picture frames to get the whole thing, and it was set up so that as you walked up to the counter to check in, the whole entire thing was printed out so that you could see that the whole thing was there for you to read. I guess so that if you had to wait in line, you could be reading it as you were waiting in line, trying to make you aware of this thing's existence. I did notice that it wasn't printed out for everybody to see this year. And my guess is that next year it's not going to exist. That as you get merged into this new company, it's just going to go away, is what I expect to see happen. And that's why I'm thinking that it doesn't surprise me that you know, they're not making a big deal about trying to make sure all of the people like you are aware of its existence, et cetera, is because there's no future in it. From my point of view, it's either you're going to do it or you're not. And if you're going to do it, then I think I've got, it's reasonable for me to expect that, that you're going to live up to what it says. And that means that at least some of the people that I come in contact with are going to be aware of its existence. And the simple fact is that nobody has. Not a single person that I've come into contact with. Not you, not any of the people I've talked to on the phone. None of them have had any idea that this thing even exists. And so it's just one after another. I've just had to start from complete scratch to just begin with. Well, there's this thing, and it says this, and it, you know. So, like I said, I'm not doing that anymore. I want to get to somebody from. What is it? Centura, I think, is the name I was thinking of. that I think if I can find somebody at Centura, that they will at least have a chance that they will be aware of its existence, and that they'll be inclined to want to say, well, yeah, I think maybe we were the reason that you had to sign for this when you signed in, and maybe they'll think twice and think, well, maybe we understand that maybe because you know, the Heart Center Ambulatory Clinic isn't really part of Centura and isn't really a hospital, and this thing that you signed for was intended for a hospital, and the thing that you did really wasn't the hospital. All things considered, maybe it wasn't such a good idea, and having reconsidered, maybe it wasn't such a good idea, and you know, maybe they'll rethink. And if that's what they want to do, then I don't necessarily have a problem with that. But I'd like for somebody to say that that's what they want to do, as opposed to what's happening now, which is just chaos and me just flapping around in the wind, where everybody wants to be a nice person and want to say, well, you know, why don't you tell me what happened and I'll see if I can help you. But nobody really knows what the heck's going on. And I've got people in the billing department wanting to help me with my healthcare problem. And I'm saying, no, I'm going to call. I'm not going to accept that. So I want somebody from an executive level to step up and say, we're gonna acknowledge the situation here, and maybe something as simple as we're gonna give you an executive apology might be enough to just correct the situation, just to say we should have done things differently. But the way things stand right now, I'm not very happy with it. If you can't even send me an email, if we're going to stand on company policy that you can't even send me an email, I guess I've got a problem with the fact that nobody is even aware of the existence of this thing, and I've got people with no background in healthcare at all in the billing department trying to tell me that you can't have an advocate because we've already billed, and I'm gonna be the one that takes care of your healthcare problem because I'm in the billing department and that's just the way it is, because I don't know what else to do, and no, I'm not going to accept that. So I'm open to whatever suggestions you might have here. I thought a minute ago I heard you say that Rachel is going to be the one that I ought to speak to here, and I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with that. What I'm looking for really is a name and address and phone number for somebody at what do you call him? You're not going to help me, are you?
At Centura?
At Centura, yeah.
I wouldn't know where to, who exactly to send it to, but I know that Rachel would be a good person because she works with that, you know, that group. That's, you know, she has lines of communication there. I really don't. But
do you want to give me a phone number for Rachel? Do you think maybe I should call her?
Yeah, you can. I mean, well, why don't I just do this? I can, you know, I'll make sure that she gives you a call. She can absolutely give you calls. Already, you know, she's already aware of the case, and she did extend that option to me. You know, if he would like to speak with me, then give me his number, and I'll give him a call. So, as soon as I hang up, I'll send her that info, and you can expect a call from her. If you, for some reason, do not get anything from her, you can always call me back and bug me, and I'm happy to make sure that you guys connect.
So it sounds like you don't want to tell me her phone number.
Well, it's you know, one of those things, like, I shouldn't be handing out her phone number, but I guarantee you, I promise you that she will call you, and, you know, you guys can establish a communication on that. She won't, in other words, ignore you or not call you or anything like that. I promise. You have my phone number, and you can always
call me. I get it. I understand. One of the problems that I have is that I'm constantly dealing with the fact that it's always somebody's going to call me and not I get to call them every single time. And I did get to call you today, and that worked out fine for me. But that was a rare thing. It's and I get that it's an awkward situation for you to be giving out your boss's phone number. You can tell Rachel that I asked you to tell me her phone number, and that you were unsure what to do, and so you didn't tell me the number. And I was unhappy about that. And see what she says.
Okay, I will.
All right.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, no, I apologize. I wish I could. Just, you know.
Yeah. All right. So you opted to play it on the safe side, and so maybe you'll be doing the thing that will keep her from being unhappy, but you'll definitely be making me unhappy, and in so doing, making me unhappy. You might think about this. You might be making her unhappy by making me unhappy. That might be the case.
That's true. That's true. But at the end, go ahead.
But maybe that's the safe thing to do. And in the meantime, I'll be seeing what I can find in the way of name, address, phone number for you know, again, I keep having a hard time with the name of the company there. But I'll get it. I just need to write things down. I'm going to write a letter to the damn sonographer. And you know, one thing that might happen, I guess I need to be open to this possibility. The sonographer just might say, "Oh yeah, no problem. I'll do what you say. We'll just redo the report and." I have no problem with that, and if that's the case, then all these problems are just all going to go away, I guess. And so maybe I ought to at least give that a chance to happen before I do anything else. I'm just assuming that that there's going to be a problem with them. So as far as you know, Rachel Geller is at the top of the pecking order in the building. There's nobody higher than her that comes to work every day in the building. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, again, I said we have a CEO, so technically from a, you know, business standpoint that he would be the, you know, top of the food chain. But in terms of, you know, this discussion that we're talking about, how it affects patients and, you know, all this stuff,
all right.
Absolutely. Rachel's the boss.
What's the name of the CEO?
Troy, T-R-O-Y, Stockman, S-T-O-C-K-M-A-N.
And does Troy come to work in the building, in that same building every day as well?
Sure, he does.
He does. Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. I get it. So Troy is, yeah, CEO, the business guy, and Rachel's more of the clinical, the healthcare oriented type person. Would that
correct.
Be the right Bennett?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. All right. And this the doctor, they're probably kind of in their own world, is my guess. It's hard for me to imagine how they operate. That they probably don't really report to anybody, would be my guess. I'm thinking that they probably don't report to you. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And I'm fine with that. I don't want to really mess with that. I think I've got everything I need. As I said, my plan is to write it out in a letter, send off the letter, see what happens. You know, I'm just going to have my 2 cents, say my 2 cents worth. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. Go from there. Do you have anything you want to say to me before we hang up here? I'm happy to listen to whatever you want to say. Don't be afraid to hurt my feelings. You probably won't. Be polite.
No. That's I'm in no. There's no reason for me to to say anything along those lines whatsoever. I'm not in a emotional state like that whatsoever. I'm fine. I really just want to make sure that you're taken care of. I'm sorry that it's frustrating. I totally understand why it's frustrating, and I too would be frustrated. And I promise that Rachel will call you back. I know that's not the most optimal option, and I understand that. But she's a pretty good person, and I know that she will she'll follow through and get back to you as soon as she can. It's sort of the end of the day. I'll ask her to prioritize it. Hopefully she can put a phone call into you today. If not, she is not here tomorrow. I do know that, but she is back on Monday.
Monday's holiday.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's my daughter's 6th birthday, so I should know that.
Yeah.
People
are all going home early today, and that's all right. The one thing I want to leave you with is I do want you to, if you will, follow up on making sure that a copy of that report that I signed for when I checked in gets put in the mail to me.
Sure.
If it takes a week or 10 days, that's what I'm expecting. And again, it's a 3-day weekend. And so if it doesn't really even get, the process doesn't get started until we come back from the long weekend. I'm okay with all that. But just try to make sure that that process actually gets started. I had the thought that the way this is going to work out is that I'm going to have to drive out there to get a copy. And it's kind of a long drive for me. And if it turns out that way, I'm going to wind up being unhappy.
Yeah,
so
I would be too.
If you can make sure that one gets put in the mail to me, that would be the one thing you can do that would go a long way towards helping me be a little less unhappy, I guess would be the way to say it. And that would be appreciated, all right?
Absolutely, yeah. I can make that happen. I'll have Rachel give you a call. And if I can look into the portal, if it's a possibility for me to send this document or to have somebody else send the document in the portal to you, then I will have that done too. So that may be something that's faster as well.
I'm fine with that as something in addition to sending it in the regular mail, but not in lieu of. As long as we make that the regular mail is going to happen no matter what. Okay?
Yeah, I understand. You got it.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Phil.
All right. Bye now.